You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pritzer. This is my daily commentary for Tuesday, February 6th, 2007. The dictionary defines soldier as a person who serves in an army, a person engaged in military service. That's true for most, but some say no. This story comes from the Associated Press. Denied a chance to debate the legality of the Iraq war in court, an army officer who refused to go to Iraq now goes to trial hoping to at least minimize the amount of time he could serve if convicted. Anti-war activists like Cindy Sheehan consider First Lieutenant Irin Watada a hero, but the army accuses him of betraying his fellow soldiers. Watada said, "As the order to take part in an illegal act is ultimately unlawful as well, I must, as an officer of honor and integrity, refuse that order." Watada said this in a video statement released June 7th. He went on to say, though the American soldier wants to do it right, the illegitimacy of the occupation itself, the policies of this administration, and the rules of engagement of a desperate field commander will ultimately force them to be part of a war crime. Watada and his Honolulu attorney Eric Seitz contend his comments are protected speech, but Army prosecutors argue that his behavior was dangerous to the mission and morale of other soldiers. Watada said he is an officer of honor, yet he refuses to take an order. Could you imagine in World War II, World War I, or the Korean conflict, if officers refused to take orders? If members of the military refuse to serve, what shape we would be in now? Where democracy would be now if officers then did what some officers are trying to do now? Irin Watada, shame on you. You are no officer of honor. You, sir, should not be in the military. I'm Dana Pritzer.